coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word.
You need to understand this thing.
And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm setting the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, word hearing.
This is a continuation of the message, Perfection and Excellence.
Eternal life spares death to every virus that comes to your body. It spares death to every germ that attacks your body. It spares death to every evil that comes into your body. So what are you trying to do when you ask to be healed? You see, you don't believe. See, because the believer has. He says, he that believeth hath. What did you get when you believed? What did you get? You see, many have never been taught that they got something when they believed. So they have their lives, you know, going around in circles. They weren't taught. So if when you believe, you had eternal life, you received he that believeth hath. If when you believed, eternal life was truly imparted to your heart, to your spirit. Imagine that some disease attacks your body. What should you say? What should you do? What should be your response? If it is true that you have eternal life, what does eternal life mean? Will you see it as a trial? Who is trying you? Will you see it as a temptation? Who is tempting you? Bible says, God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempted he any man with evil. So who is tempting you with this problem? Who is trying you with this problem? Now that you have received eternal life. It's not a trial. It's not a temptation. Do something about it. This is your garden. Do what Adam failed to do. When Satan came into his garden, the Bible says, you are God's husbandry. You are God's garden. Your body is like your garden now. So if Satan shows up, what are you going to do? You're just going to let him have his day and cry to God? Don't do that. Believe in what you got. Believe in what you got. Believe in what you got.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234 812 851 9834 or send an email to LWR Transmissions at level360.com. God bless you.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Eroni Memorial Building, Akisim, opposite Soroti Taxi Park, Eastern Uganda, and Christ Embassy, Nakatunya Widows Hall, Eastern Uganda. Worship with us on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 6 p.m. You can call us on 0705 386 452.